This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and we're joined for a live session today by Soul Asylum in the studio. Welcome in.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks for coming. Very well. That's the voice of Dave Perner, you know very well, I'm sure. The new album is called Hurry Up and Wait. The new single that we've been playing here on 88.5 is If I Told You, and also a new book that's out as well that we'll talk about called Loud Fast Words. In concert Wednesday at the Terragram Ballroom with Local H opening up. I think that's all the business stuff. This is my first time meeting you, and even the most casual fans, of course, know your Grammy-winning album from 92, Grave Dancers Union, and you playing the inaugural ball in 1992. Tell me everything that's happened to you since then.
Well, I moved to New Orleans. I had a kid, made a bunch of records, and then I got divorced.
So a lot.
Some stuff, life stuff, you know.
Some life happened in there. Actually, I know pretty well exactly what happened. You score another platinum record in the mid-90s, and every few years you make a new album until 2004. Your bandmate, Carl Mueller, who you formed the band with, is diagnosed with cancer. And outward, it looked to me like you kind of pressed pause on the conventional album tour cycle. Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I mean, we didn't really know what... I mean, we all thought Carl was going to make it, of course, which I suppose is fairly common. But, yeah, it was definitely a moment to pause and try to reckon with what to do next. And, you know, we didn't know if we were going to continue on or not. But I think Michael Bland has added a little bit more of a sort of people are replaceable kind of aesthetic to the band that we didn't have until we had to.
Yeah.
So, so here we are.
Well, with a new album, I mean, it just sounds like you're, feeling as vital as ever and enjoying making music as much as you ever have. You got guitar in hand and you've got a cohort. Is there a chance that you two would play us a song off? Is it going to be off the new album?
Sure. We'll play one from the new record called Dead Letter.
All right. This is Soul Asylum Live on 88.5 FM.
That's right. Ryan's playing with me. Say hi, Ryan.
What's up?
All right. Dead letter, dead letter. Immaculate intention is written in blood that flows through the pen tip. Dead letter will never deliver the message of love I wanted to give her. Well, she sent a dead letter to the book on the shelf. She reveals her secrets she didn't want to tell. Well, she died on the day that her baby was born. The dead letter rests at the used bookstore. Dead letter addressed straight to hell. It's written to someone, it's written quite well. Dead letter will never be read. I'll write you a letter as long as it's dead. There was no response and they thought they had lost him. The drugging and drinking caused syrup. When they caught up with him, he just sat on the floor in a pile of dead letters he just couldn't finish. dead letter, addressed to you. It says that I'm sorry, explains the whole truth. Well, I sent it to you, oh, so long ago. I thought that you got it, I just didn't know.
FM with Soul Asylum live in the studio. That's Dead Letter. Find it on the Hurry Up and Wait album. And that's Dave Berner and Ryan Smith. I was going to get around to you. I promise I was. So when you guys are half of the band these days, when I go to a Soul Asylum show like you have here on Wednesday night at the Terragram, what do I get? Is it the full-on electric assault, or do we break down and have a couple of acoustic numbers? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty much your full-on electric assault.
I mean that in the best way possible.
I don't know, maybe a third of it is I'm playing acoustic guitar. And it goes all over the place between really old punk rock stuff and newer things that, oh, I don't know, don't sound as much like punk rock. But, it gets really aggressive, and then it gets real mellow, and then Ryan starts to cry.
Yeah, usually I'm get a little weepy. Most of the show crying.
So you bring up an interesting genre. When is anybody ever surprised anymore to learn that you started actually, Dave, as the drummer in a punk band? I mean, that's where the roots of this was.
Yeah. Well,
back in what, 81?
80. Yeah, 81. It was a trio, and yeah, I kind of BS'd my way into it. I was just like, I play the drums. And the three of us started out as a trio, and you know, it was Ramones covers and old rockabilly things, and
sure,
just really basic music, and kind of built it out from there, I guess.
And in doing that, you know, when Grave Dancers Union came out, everybody said, oh, what overnight success. It was huge. That was what, your eighth album at that point? Something like that?
Something like that. That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
What does that do to that punk ethos? You know, when everybody's, we're playing Ramones covers, and then all of a sudden we're on the cover of Rolling Stone and all these other things are going on. Does it help in ways? Or?
Well, I guess it opens up more opportunities to make better sounding records and play in places you've never been before, and you know, get better, learn the trade, basically, you know,
get your chops up.
Yeah.
Something else happened too along the way towards the end of the 90s. You ran into Kevin Smith, filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And so you diversify, open up a whole new line of business doing music for films, you know, Clerks, Clerks 2, Chasing Amy. And you seem to take to that rather well. I mean, is it something that you enjoyed doing?
Obviously, I love doing it. It's really, really fun. It sort of feels like you're choreographing something sort of backwards, but the music as incidental music is really cool to me, because I had to kind of ask myself, what am I doing? And then my brain goes, well, all music's kind of incidental. I mean, you know, so it's much more fun to play to screen is how I like to do it. So I'm watching the movie and I'm playing to it.
Like reverse engineering the music to the film.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's really fun. I really enjoy it.
You had to come here and get some of that Danny Elfman money.
Yeah, and then, you know, you feel like you're part of this big production, kind of. I'm not seeing any of that Elfman money coming through yet, but I'm available. Give me a call at www.
Yep. We might have done some bookings here, yeah. I want to get to the book that you wrote as well in just a couple of minutes, but will you favor us with another song off the new album? It's called Hurry Up and Wait, and it's out now, yeah? Is it? It's on the way.
April
17th. April, that's right, okay. Will you play us another track off that?
Yeah, if I can figure out how these things work. This is my first foray into using a capo after all these years. Ryan taught me how to do this. This one is called If I Told You.
This is Soul Asylum on 88.5 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. If I ask for forgiveness, does it mean that I did it? Is it really that bad? Am I that hard to live with? If I told you I loved you, would you hold it against me? If I told you I loved you, would you hold it against me? 'Cause I've seen every shade of gray, and I can't wait another day for summer to come. Oh, I miss the sun. It's something that I'm trying to overcome. If I walk to the corner, would you put up a red light? Hold it against me if it didn't work out right. Please don't make me say it, I would never regret it. If I told you I loved you, would you let me forget it? 'Cause I've seen every shade of gray, the clouds just seem to come my way, come rain or come shine. Oh, I miss the sun. Every day is someday will come. Well, don't you know?
You know that song. This is 88.5 FM, Soul Asylum in here, and If I Told You. That song, the storyteller, seems to be someone who's been a little beaten up by love over the years and is preparing to be to put themselves out there a little bit with their feelings. Can I use that song to psychoanalyze you, or should I just leave it where it is?
That's Not that much of a stretch.
Were you emotionally in a place where songs like this tumbled out for this record?
I suppose, yeah. I mean, I was just going through a lot of stuff, a lot of changes, a lot of moving, a lot of not being around my kid and stuff like that, you know. So, yeah.
This book that you put out, Loud, Fast Words, the band that you first started, your first in was all those years ago, Loud, Fast
Rules.
So this is obviously an allusion to that. Tell me what people can expect when they buy the book, Loud, Fast Words.
It's chronological. It starts with our first record, and it's all the lyrics. Oh, there's a hummingbird. Sorry.
It's beautiful here. You'll see all sorts of stuff out in the wilderness.
It's all the lyrics that I've written since we started out. So it's 400 some pages, and it's every song in chronological, well, as they appear on the records, I suppose. Hmm. And there's sort of, I do commentary on it, and I think every song. Not just a few quips, if you will, about what was going on at the time that I had written the song or what inspired it, I suppose.
Do you ever look back at that and think, like, hundreds of pages, man, that's a lot. That's a lot of art to put down for posterity.
It's a little surprising. Yeah. My God, I've been really doing this sort of nonstop ever since I can remember. So, yeah, I guess it adds up.
Yeah.
You know.
So you start this band, Loud Fast Rules, as the drummer in the early 80s. Was the drum kit your first instrument?
Well, it was the first thing that I really fell in love with, you know, trying to get my mom to buy me a toy drum set and beating on Quaker. They still have those drums of Quaker Oats.
The cardboard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I used to play
that.
No, now it's plastic, I think.
Yeah. Pots and pans and this, that, and the other thing. And my folks would get me out of bed whenever Buddy Rich was on the Johnny Carson show. But then in third grade, I started playing trumpet. I was a trumpet player for many years, and I was terrible. And then I discovered punk rock, and everything kind of, you know, went a certain direction, if you will.
What's more punk rock than a terrible trumpeter, though? I mean,
that was a good point.
what were you going to do for the third song here for us today?
Somebody to some.
Sure.
Awesome.
A classic.
We got to go back for a classic from Soul Asylum live on 88.5 FM.
Nice catch.
Yeah, that probably would have thrown me. One, two, three, four. Watches the grandfather clock, and the phone hasn't rang for so long, and the time flies by like a vulture in the sky, and suddenly he breaks into song, and I'm waiting by the phone, waiting for you to call me up and tell me I'm not alone. Yes, I'm waiting by the phone, I'm waiting for you to call me up and tell me I'm not alone. Well, hello, speak up. Is there somebody there? These hang-ups are dragging me down. In a world frozen over with over knock it over. Let's go out and paint the town. I'm waiting by the phone. I'm waiting for you to call me up. Tell me I'm not alone. 'Cause I want somebody to show. You're a dream for insomniacs, prize in the cracker jacks. All the difference in the world is just a call away. I'm waiting by the phone, waiting for you to call me up. Tell me I'm not alone. Yes, I'm waiting by the phone, waiting for you to call me. Tell me I'm not alone. 'Cause I want somebody to shove. I need somebody to shove. I want somebody to shove me. 'Cause I want somebody to shove. I need somebody to shove. Somebody to shove me. What that ending was all about. The new ending.
88.5 FM with Soul Asylum in here. We've got Dave Perner and Ryan Smith joining us. This has been fun. Thanks for coming in to do this. Now, you're in L.A., we were saying before we got started. I would imagine between the music and the different bandmates and collaborations you've had over the years and bit roles in movies and the soundtrack stuff, all of this, I bet this is a time of some reunions for you to catch up with old friends.
Yeah, it's strange, you know. You meet people and you get very intensely involved in a project, and then everybody goes somewhere else. So, yeah, I'll be running into some old friends and some old associates. Is that what they call them?
Contemporaries,
stuff like that.
So, with 40 years of doing this, I mean that's a lifetime of making music and making art. If you look back on it, if you didn't have this, if you wouldn't have been getting up at 7 years old and going to watch Buddy Rich pound the drums on Johnny Carson, what do you think you'd be doing right now if you didn't have music in your life?
Well, my guess is that I'd be some sort of a teacher, like if you can't, what's that expression?
If you can't do teach?
Can't do a teach.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, like he's a teacher, he can't.
Yeah, I can't play. Yeah.
So well, I certainly wish you all the luck with the album that is coming out April 17th. It's called Hurry Up and Wait. We've been playing the song, and we're going to continue to If I Told You here on 88.5 FM. And congratulations on the book. That's quite an accomplishment, too, to document everything that you've created over these decades. Loud, Fast Words, that is available now. You can get the book now, yeah.
Because you could get it online or at the show.
Oh, at the show, at the merch table. There you go. Go see him. Speaking of that, Wednesday at the Terragram Ballroom, a local H opening up. Soul Asylum. Dave and Ryan, thanks very much for coming in and visiting today.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
This is 88.5 FM.